Good afternoon to you all. Welcome to Bethany Evangelical Church. Message prepared today on Titus chapter 3. Just going to read the first seven verses of the letter of Paul to Titus. Paul writes, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Saviour toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." When I was asked to do this talk, it was suggested that I do a character study. And I thought about that for quite a while, and I agreed it was a good idea to do a character study. And of course, there are many, many different characters in the Bible that we could look at. Titus, of course, is one of them. But there are a couple of characters in the Bible which I want us to look at, and that's you and me, because often we find ourselves described in the Bible. Some people have likened the Bible as a mirror. We can look into it and we see ourselves, something about ourselves. And we might ask the question when we read these passages of the Bible, what does God think of us? It's important to us what other people think about us, and we go to some great lengths to impress certain people. We take qualifications to impress employers, etc. We like people to look at us, to listen to us, and approve of what we are and how we come across. But the more important question than that is, what does God think of us? And I think this passage brings out what God thinks about us. In verse 2, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. This is what we should be or are in Christ if we're a Christian, if we're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. These verses show us what we should be like or are like. And Paul was writing to Titus, who was on the island of Crete, and the occupants of Crete at the time had a particularly bad reputation for their behavior. And Titus was left in Crete by Paul to set things right within the church and to also to set up elders, leaders in the church as well. And he had a lot to contend with. And then we come to verse 3, and we have a description of the human race, what we are like. And it's interesting here that Paul isn't saying this is what the Cretans are like. He is saying, for we ourselves were also this, that, and the other. He's describing himself, how he was before he became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He writes, for we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That's a description of what we as people are like. That's what we're born into. We're born into sin. We have that inheritance from Adam, who first fell along with Eve in the book of Genesis. And ever since that day, mankind has been born into sin, and this controls our behavior. This is what we're like. We are foolish. That is, we're not able to comprehend the ways of God. We're slow to understand the wisdom of God and spiritual things. And of course, the Old Testament uses the word fool as for the one who says in their heart that there is no God. So we're foolish, but we're also disobedient. God has set up laws within the nature of man, as well as the laws in the Old Testament. He set up laws within us, and we're disobedient to the law of God. We're disobedient against what God desires for us, what we should be like. And this is a character study of mankind. Foolish, disobedient, we're deceived, and we deceive ourselves, because we sometimes think that we are better than what we are, and certainly not as bad as the next guy who's sitting next to us on the bus. Certainly not as bad as some of the people around the world that we could name who do horrendous things. But John Calvin had an illustration in his institutes about the righteousness that we think that we have. It's like when you look at something that appears to be white, but when you hold it up against the brightness of the sun, it reveals it for what it is, grey and shoddy and dark. And that's what we're like when we consider